From the red dirt of the north to the white sands of the south, you're listening to Andrew Collins on ABC Radio WA.
Now, here's a hypothetical for you. A small business operator in WA with five employees loses three of these workers for 5 days because they are bushfire volunteers and they've answered the call as volleys to protect their community. Now, that loss of staff will obviously impact the business owner and potentially impact the relationship ongoing between employer and employee. Now, it's something that WA's peak body for bushfire volunteers, the Association of Bushfire Volunteer Fire Brigades, has recognised. And yesterday, they formally adopted a policy that asks governments to remove all disincentives to emergency services volunteering. One of those is for then the governments to reimburse employers for wages of staff that volunteer for bushfires. What's your view on this? Should employers who release their staff to volunteering for bushfires be provided reimbursements, or just keep the status quo, where it's an agreement between employer and employee? And it would appear that many do the right thing by the employee. 1300 560 222 is the phone number, or the text 0448 922 604. Darren Brown is the CEO for the group now called Bushfire Volunteers WA. Darren, hello to you.
G'day, Andrew.
Now, your state committee passed two motions yesterday. One is about removing all disincentives. We'll get to that in just a tick, but let's talk about the first one. Your first was, the motion was that volunteers would not be paid. No to volunteers being paid. Why?
Well, it's a bit of an oxymoron, mate. You can't volunteer and be paid at the same time. But besides sort of the dictionary definition issues, it goes against the spirit. Right now, every volunteer knows that the person working next to them is doing it for the same reason, and that is their community. There's no personal reward. There's no incentive for anybody with an ego or anything like that. It's literally just shoulder to shoulder trying to solve the problem for the community. And we think that any kind of direct incentive to volunteers might very well jeopardise that.
Okay, so your second motion is for governments to remove all disincentives to emergency services volunteering. Within that, you're asking for governments to reimburse employers when employees are away volunteering. Now, I got a response from the WA state government to this. This is from a spokesperson for Emergency Services Minister Fran Logan. Many volunteers have told the minister that they do not want any payments or wages involved with volunteering because it undermines the motivation for helping someone's community, a point you just raised. But then the spokesperson continues, covering an employer's wage for a volunteer is effectively that process. How is it different?
Oh, it's extremely different. Paying a volunteer for their time, many volunteer bushfire brigade members are out on a fire ground for 14 hours at a time. If they leave work at midday and then do a 14-hour shift, the expectation, if the government was going to pay them directly, they'd get 14 hours worth of volunteer pay, as silly as it sounds. That's an incentive to volunteer longer. It goes against the spirit of volunteering. If all the government is doing is refunding the standard wages that they would have been paid if they weren't otherwise at an emergency, there's no incentive for people to volunteer longer than they need to. There's no incentive for people to try to exploit the system and pretend they're volunteering when they're not. All it does is simply compensate rather than reward the employer for the difficulties that they inevitably face when half their staff disappear or have to disappear to protect the community.
Now, we've had a text already saying farmers pay their farm staff to fight fires and volunteer. So there's obviously examples of employers that are already doing this. Have you got examples where employers are not doing this?
Well, it's pretty difficult to talk about, but there's certainly a lot of very good employers, and we know the state government has a policy for public sector workers to be allowed to go and still receive their standard wage. We know a lot of mining companies do it. We know a lot of even small businesses do it. The point is, if a small business is financially struggling or not even struggling, but just close to the bone, and a staff member says, look, I need to go to an emergency to protect the community, the employer has the choice of saying no and causing a relationship problem, or saying yes and then deciding whether to pay somebody, you know, to effectively not be at work, or to not pay the person, have them force them state holiday pay or whatever, which again jeopardises the relationship in the work. And in small towns, we, you know, you just can't afford it. It's, there are many, many employers who wear a great deal of cost for a service that is otherwise provided for free out of the goodness of the heart of the volunteer. We don't think there should be costs involved for anybody, but they shouldn't be rewarded either, because it goes against the spirit of volunteering, as the Minister's spokesperson said.
My guest is Darren Brown, who's the CEO for Bushfire Volunteers, the new name for the Association of Volunteer Bushfire Brigades. If you've got a viewpoint to share, 1300 560 222 is the phone number. We'd love to hear your voice. Or you can text through 0448 922 604. Greg writes, how about at least the government contributing when fighting fires that originate or are burning in state assets? A little clause by Greg. And Andrew writes, and interested in your response to this, Darren Brown, what about self-employed bushfire volunteer reimbursement? So you are your own employer. How would it work under that?
Andrew, WA is privileged to have thousands of self-employed people who sacrifice their own wage every week to attend emergencies and protect the community. They should equally, I mean, they should be considered employers, even though they're self-employed. And as long as the employer can demonstrate that the wages were paid and that employee, whether it be themselves or not, were called to an emergency and on the fire ground for that time, we really don't see the issue. It's bigger than this as well. And with the disincentives, clearly, one of the big disincentives is lost wages, but there are very many other disincentives. For instance, a lot of brigades don't have water connected, and therefore they don't have a washing machine. They can't wash their personal protective equipment, which are often full of carcinogens, you know, fibres and smoke particles that cause cancer. So they take them home and they wash them in the family washing machine, along with their kids. Things like that are pretty strong disincentives to anybody with, you know, who thinks about it. Now, they use their personal cars, their fuel. They're often out of pocket. Many brigades just chip in and buy things like a fridge because they can't get it out of the ESL. It's a system. We absolutely support volunteers volunteering that is not being paid. But if there's anything that any government can do to reduce the out-of-pocket expenses, and that includes lost wages, then that's what we support.
Now, just finally, on the subject of lost wages, reimbursing the employer, the statement from Fran Logan's office was pretty emphatic no. Is there any communication with federal government? Is there any door ajar there?
The policy that my committee passed yesterday was Bushfire Volunteers strongly encourages all levels of government to remove disincentives. So we will now, it was literally passed yesterday after our very successful Bushfire Games on Langley Park, and we haven't had time to scratch ourselves, let alone start lobbying.
Yeah, so next step.
The policy is there. That'll form the basis of our argument and discussions with all levels of government from now on.
We appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Andrew.
Darren Brown, CEO of Bushfire Volunteers, the Association of Volunteer Bushfire Brigades. Let's go to a couple of your calls. Donald in Esperance. Good afternoon to you, Donald.
Good afternoon. I'd just like to ask, why bushfires? If you're talking about that, you've got ambulance volunteers, you've got volunteers in state emergency service.
I should just say the motion does include emergency service volunteers, so it does include all other emergency
services. As a self-employed farmer, are they going to pay me?
Well, that seems to be the position that's being advocated, yeah.
20 years in it, mate. We do it for the volunteer. Leave it as it is.
Thanks for the call, Donald.
Thank you.
Let's go to Denise in Nowanga. Denise, hello to you.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. What would you like to say?
Donald actually said exactly what I was going to say. Are they going to start paying SES workers AMBOs, volunteer AMBOs? I mean, that's one of the main reasons we can't get volunteer AMBOs, is the fact that they aren't allowed to leave their workplace to attend a call-out.
Yeah, so
that's something that really needs to be looked at across the board.
Yeah, okay. And where do you stand on Donald's viewpoint that, I don't want any form of payment, whether it's to me direct or through my employer?
Well, we've always... I was involved with the ambulance for many, many years, and we always used to... Well, it was always voluntarily. But if you're going to pay one, you've got to pay everyone. And that includes, you know, farmers, if they leave their work and they lose a whole day or even two or three or four days away from home when they could be harvesting, seeding, doing sheep work or stuff like that, you've got to pay them. If you're going to pay one person, you've got to pay the lot.
Good on you, Denise. Thanks for sharing your viewpoint. She's from Nowanga at 1300 560 222. Ben writes, for a rolling emergency that lasts several days or weeks, I agree there should be some compensation to cover losses. A big emergency could cripple a small business. Thank you, Ben.
From the red dirt of the north to the white sands of the south, you're listening to Andrew Collins on ABC Radio WA.
29 minutes to 5. We've been talking about the proposal. It's a formal position, I should say, from the group, the Bushfire Volunteers, so the peak body for volunteers for bushfires in WA, to advocate that government reimburse employers for the loss of productivity and the wages of their employees when they go out volunteering for bushfire events. Another perspective on the phone, Len in Murradup. How are you, Len?
Hello, Andrew.
What are you in favour of such a thing, or what's your viewpoint on this?
Look, I'm new to the bush, so I'm going to bring another perspective. We've seen volunteers who go along the road and pick up rubbish get told suddenly there's no insurance from the main road, so they've stopped doing it. We see shires cutting out volunteer insurance, and so people have stopped doing it. We see shires wanting us to take over their halls and pay the insurance and take all the liability. The funny thing about bushfires is, because we have a climate emergency and nobody's taking notice of it, isn't this a better way to protest to the government? You do something about it, or you pay us. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for sharing your point of view.